Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, author of several crime novels, including The Detective Inspector, Andy Horton's Solent Murder Mysteries. The Guernsey Ferry Murders is number 13 in the D.I. Andy Horton Solent Murder Mystery series. And the idea for this particular novel came from one of the ferries that regularly sail out of Portsmouth Harbour. Portsmouth is Andy Horton's patch on the south coast of England. It's where he solves his crimes in and around that area and across the Solent to the Isle of Wight. Well, one of the ferries that sail out of Portsmouth is the Commodore Clipper, which goes to the Channel Islands and on to France, and is one of my favourite ferries, and I thought about having a body on that particular ferry. Well, I contacted Condor and asked them whether they would mind if I set one of my crime novels on their ferries, and I'm delighted to say that they were very happy for me to do so and went out of their way to help me with my research, opening up the ferry to me when it was docked at Portsmouth International Port and it was devoid of any passengers. And the crew and Captain Stephen Leake were absolutely superb in showing me over the vessel and helping me to form ideas for the Guernsey Ferry Murders novel. So in this one, I have a body on the ferry of a woman. She's found dead in her cabin when the ferry docks on Guernsey in the Channel Islands. And Andy Horton is actually in Guernsey at that particular time, following up a clue as to his mother's disappearance over 30 years ago when he was a child. Well, he gets a telephone call from his friend Inspector John Gilbert of the States of Guernsey Police to say that this woman has been found in the cabin, and would he go on board and help investigate it with him? And he does so. The cabin door is locked. The woman had paid for her berth by cash. She's got no luggage on her, and nobody really has a clue of why she was on the ferry or where she was going when she reaches Guernsey. But there doesn't appear to be any suspicious circumstances surrounding her death, and Andy has to return home to Portsmouth, which he does. As soon as he arrives home, though, he gets a telephone call from Sergeant Warren at Portsmouth Police to say that they have reports of a body of a man found under one of the rotting houseboats abutting Langston Harbour, which is just down the road from where Andy lives, on board his small yacht, which he's been living on board since his estrangement from his wife Catherine and his young daughter Emma. Well, Andy obviously hurries to the report of the death of this man and finds that he is a vagrant who has been shot, and as I said, his body is under the rotting houseboat. Now, this clearly is murder, and Andy and the team of Sergeant Cantelli need to investigate under Superintendent Uckfield, the head of the major crime team. So is there a link between the death of the woman on the Guernsey ferry, an affluent woman? Is there a link between her and the death, the murder of the vagrant under a rotting houseboat? Andy needs to investigate, and in so doing, uncovers some dark and lethal destructive secrets. The Guernsey Ferry Murders, then, is number 13 in the Detective Inspector Andy Horton Solent Murder Mysteries series, and I hope you enjoy reading it.